Welcome to the Red Half of Sheffield. This is a Sheffield United podcast by two American Blades fans. My name is Noah Snyder, and I am joined by Chad Jarvis. And it's Monday night. The Blades have just lost 6-0 at home to Arsenal. That's 6-0. Yeah. Yeah, cue Joker meme from, you know, that Batman movie where he's like, six? He's like, I've killed, mm-hmm. You've killed six of my friends. Yeah, six. So I don't really know what we're going to talk about, because we're certainly not going to be talking about the game. Because
let's go minute by minute over the 95 plus minutes of misery.
Yeah, we're not going to do that today. I'll be honest with you. I turned it off at half. I couldn't watch anymore. And, you know, to be honest with you, I had better things to do with my time on a Monday afternoon, including work. So, you know, it's fucking dreadful when you'd rather fucking work than watch United, you know?
Yeah. Thank God I didn't have to watch it. I listened to it on radio. And
yeah.
Golly, man. It was...
Was it Ox and Sarbs or...
Yeah, it was. It was. And, man, it was one of them things where, you know, you get juiced up. You're like, okay, it's Arsenal at home. Let's go. We got a chance. And then about 3 minutes in, it was 1-0. And you're like, yeah, this is going to be a long one. Then they got two. And you're like, oh, shit. Oh, wait, hold on. There's a third one. Wow. All right. That's about it. And then they started. It was almost funny because Ox started commenting like, I think after the third goal went in, oh, there's some red seats that weren't there a minute ago. Oh, there's the fourth one. Oh, there they go. Here, oh, they are heading for the exits. The red and white faithful heading for the exits.
Yeah.
And
if you're listening to this and you stayed for the full 90 and you were at the game today, I mean, congrats to you. I mean, that's gutsy right there. You know, that takes a lot of spirit right there to just witness us get smashed 6-0, you know? I mean, really, every home game for the last 2 months, you know?
Yeah, I think we've conceded 5 goals in every game at home for our last 4 games.
Yep. Never happened before.
Until today.
Setting records.
Record books are meant to be broken, so at some point, it will be broken. Although I was after I did a little cameo appearance on the or the match review for the Arsenal podcast. I did the preview, or I had them on for the preview, and they jumped on and they said the one good thing is you won't beat Derby's record. And I was like, yeah, we had that beat a couple weeks ago, because they asked me, they're like, how many games do you think you're like? Put a positive spin on this. And I said, you really can't. I said, I don't see us winning another game the rest of the year. Maybe a couple draws in there. We might be able to get to 15 points. But I said, other than that, nah, this is one of the worst teams ever in Premier League history.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I said, they said, are you going to concede 100 goals this year? And I said, well, at the clip we're going right now, we're conceding about 3 goals a game. So we have 27 goals left to go, because we've conceded 72. So we've got 27 goals left, or 28 goals left.
In 11 games? And, yeah.
Because if you average, you know, if you go at 3 games a clip with 11 games left, that's 33 goals you're going to give up.
Yep.
Now, you're going to have one where we don't give up 3, but you also have the one where we'll give up 5. You know, you'll have a couple of 2-0ers in there. Yeah, easily. We'll probably end up on 107 goals conceded, if I imagine.
Yeah, that's my estimation as well. Just about 107. Yeah, I mean, so just looking at the remaining games, we've got Bournemouth, Fulham, Liverpool, Chelsea, Brentford, Burnley, Newcastle, Nottingham Forest, Everton, and then Tottenham. So, yeah. I mean, there's enough top six sides in there where we'll ship like five and probably two of those, or at least three of those, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair to say. Yeah, you don't see any. I mean, you could. Out of the teams you named, Burnley and Bournemouth are the only ones that come up. And Bournemouth handled. I watched the Bournemouth Burnley match. What was it yesterday? That was Sunday. And Bournemouth kind of just ran away and hit on Burnley, and Burnley couldn't really do anything. So I think that's what's going to happen pretty much this weekend as well. But yeah, you really have one game left in the season that we have a chance.
And that's Burnley?
Mm-hmm. And they beat us 5-0.
Maybe Forest. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they're well, coming to the lane, so.
That's,
you know,
towards the end of the season, too, right?
Yep.
So we'll be relegated by then. We won't have anything to play for.
Yeah, well, I don't think they'll have anything to play for either, because I don't think they're going down, and, they don't really have anything to play for above them, you know? They're not going to get to seventh place. There's no way.
The Luton guy's taking a little bit of the piss out of us today, too.
Yeah, I saw that. I responded in kind.
We are Luton Town.
When they get, you know, to the point where they're going to get relegated, I've got a meme for them. So,
Man, it's a sad state of affairs in this league too, because I'm pretty sure all three teams that came up are going to go back down.
Oh yeah.
That's a sad state of affairs for this league, man.
It won't happen next year though. I think Southampton will probably go up. Leicester City obviously going up. Maybe Ipswich will go up and then come back down. I don't know. They've been flying lately, so it'll be
interesting. Leicester's lost three in a row. So they're Leeds drew at the weekend. But they only lead Ipswich by, what is it, 3 or 4 points?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheese is getting binding. Man, that division would be so fun to be in this year. But the whole thing is, if we had this team, we'd still suck.
Yeah, I think we'd probably be about 12th or 13th in the championship right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. We wouldn't be anywhere near the playoffs. But the whole thing is that bottom half there, you could squeeze a nickel between the cheeks. That's how tight the ass cheeks are on the teams in the relegation battle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like six – all the way up to because Sunderland have been on a bad run of form. So for the championship from Stoke, who's on 38th and 26 point, or in 22nd on 38 points, to Plymouth has 40 points in 16th. Watford in 12th has 44 points. So it's a matter of 6 points between 12th and 22nd.
Yep.
So yep. Tight anybody as a gnat's ass.
Yeah, anybody can get dragged into that relegation fight there.
Yeah,
you know?
if you go on 3-game losing streak in that division right now, you could be in the bottom in a relegation fight no time at all.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll probably start watching more championship football because, you know, we've been just utter dross. If we're not playing at, you know, at 3 p.m., I'll probably turn on the championship.
Yeah, and then we get a 2-week break because of the FA Cup. Manchester United winning their FA Cup, so that gets postponed. So we play Bournemouth, then have a week off due to international break, and then another week off due to FA Cup scheduling. So we won't see the boys in red and white until the end of March. Is that safe to say? We'll be the end of March after we play Bournemouth?
I think, what is it, March 22nd? I can't even remember now offhand.
It sounds right. March 30th. The 30th is when we face Fulham at home. Fulham at home.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's after the ninth.
Nice, little break. Nice little break. And, hey, that's an 8 a.m. game for me because, you know, British summertime doesn't kick until a week after we turn the clocks forward here. So,
yeah,
that's true. That'll be a nice little change. I might actually go to a pub and watch that one.
Golly. We play Chelsea at 12:30. It's, you know, okay. This is, I'm going to be on the soapbox too. Okay. What I don't fucking get is these dumbasses that run the Premier League. They put us on Monday Night Football, get our ass kicked. They put us in the last game of last weekend or second of last weekend against second game of the weekend against Wolves at no, we were the only game that day because then they had the nobody cares final. Why don't you put all of our games at 3 p.m. kickoffs on Saturday? We're the worst team. Now we have to move you for TV so we can so the world can watch you get your ass kicked in front. Like I don't even know how many people on the internet probably was like, this Sheffield United team's fucking terrible. Well, no shit. We're playing in front of the entire world against Arsenal, a team that might win the Premier League this year. No shit we look like ass. But it's like, they've got to take into account. Dude, no one wants to watch us play. Throw us in the middle of the pack on a 3 p.m. kick on Saturday and let us be. If you want to make people watch us, put them at the noon or the early kickoff on Saturday. Don't make us wait all the way to Monday to get our ass kicked in front of the world.
Yeah, that way at least the people on the Pacific Standard Time time zone won't be able to get up and watch us, except for me. I'm like, you know, the only one.
I mean, but
me and Portland, Oregon, Blade, and Simon. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just like. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, quit putting us in these time slots against these bigger teams when you already know it's not going, like, people are going to be like, yeah, I'm going to turn that off. I'm not going to watch this. Put a more entertaining game. Like the game we get, the game that gets rescheduled for against Chelsea. We were the last game of the weekend after Manchester United and Liverpool play. Like, why the fuck is there a game after Manchester United and Liverpool? Why do you couldn't have scheduled that? You couldn't have flip-flopped those times? I get there's the Sheffield half marathon or whatever's going on that running race in Sheffield that day, and they wanted to delay it a little bit longer. But put that fucker on Saturday.
Yeah.
Put it on Saturday.
I agree, yeah, man.
I don't get this shit.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, you know, next year when we go back down to the championship – with Sky's new deal with the EFL, most of the games are going to start getting moved all over the place too, because it's part of their exposure because they want to show more games, and you know, so you're not going to have the entire championship's not going to play all at 3 p.m. You're going to have your early kickoff. You'll probably have most of your games will be at 3 p.m. Then you'll probably have a late kickoff, and then you'll have one or two on Sunday. I would imagine you'll have another lunchtime kickoff and then like a probably 2-3 p.m. kickoff on Sunday.
I feel like in the championship, there's always a Friday game. Then there's an
early I forget about that. Day. Yeah, the Friday game too.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way it kind of is right now. But what are we going to get all of the games on ESPN Plus next
year? No, you won't. It's just there more of them will get picked up for TV because they're trying to do that. And it won't necessarily all be championship. They'll start throwing in League One, League Two,
because every Wrexham game.
It's part of that deal with Sky and the EFL to show more of that coverage, because EFL was going to dump Sky.
How many Wrexham games do you think they're going to show next year on ESPN Plus?
Surprisingly, they've only shown one or two this year. I mean, if you don't count the FA Cup. I think they've only showed two league games, and that was at international break. Now, I'm sure we have one in 2 weeks. I'm sure their game will be picked up if they don't have cancellations for internationals of the team they're playing or their team. But, yeah, I mean, you like to think especially if they get promoted out of League Two into League One. Yeah, you'll get more of their games will be picked up. But yeah, that's the negotiating ploy for EFLs. Hey, show more of our games or we're going somewhere else. So I'm curious to see if SUTV discounts their price knowing that some of our games are going to get picked up by you know, other are going to get picked up by broadcasters like Sky and stuff.
I'm going to give you the answer right now, Chad. It's absolutely not. Because
what if it's more expensive?
Oh, it will be. I guarantee you. It was what, 180 US?
Two bills.
I feel like the first year we got it, which was the 21-22 season, it was like 160 or something.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And then it went to two bills.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 250 next time.
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah. Every bit of it.
Ridiculous. So let's move on to kind of the main portion of the podcast here. And I'll just put out a question to you, Chad. What do you want to see from this team in the next 11 games? Okay, we're down. We all know we're down. It's over. Like, you know,
it's over.
What do you want to see from this United team over the next 11 games?
I was posed this by the Arsenal podcast I was on earlier. My answer was weed out the players that we think aren't going to be here, which I know this is tough and this isn't a perfect world. Weed out the players we think we're not going to give contracts to, and the ones that we think are going to be here either because they're tied to a contract or we're going to issue them a new contract for next year. Find those players and start to get some sort of nucleus together. You know, whether you play them the last 11 games and play them every single game to get them ready for, like, hey, we're going to put you guys together in the midfield. We're going to put you guys in defense if we're going to keep defenders. We're going to roll you guys out there. That way you have a cohesive nucleus intact for when we go down. Because remember, going back to that first game against Swansea, that first championship season where it was 0-0, we won 11 games and looked like absolute hammered ass. And then Slav got the sack, and it's like we turned the light switch on. So I think if, you know, because, I mean, I would guess that Wilder's still going to be the fucking manager come next season. I mean, you take seven or eight more hammerings. I don't know. But, okay, him in charge. If we're going to keep the midfield together, throw him out there. Throw Arbelaster out there. Throw Brooks out there. If you're going to keep Souza. Throw him out there. Hamer out there. If you're going to keep JLT, throw him out there. If you're going to keep Bogle, throw him out there. Your striker situation, it is what it is. I mean, if you're Cameron Archer, don't play him the rest of the season. Just shelf him. Throw Osula out there. You know, Anel, he's probably going to be gone. Throw some youngsters in there. Let him get – I mean, we're going to get battered anyway. You might as well roll it out there. But as long as you can keep – give us something to hold on to next year and be like, okay, that's going to be a bright spot. Yeah, we're getting killed at whoever, Fulham, 4-0. But our midfield is starting to gel. You're seeing, hey, like they can make a pass 2 yards from each other. Hey, that's a mental victory, you know. Next year – the midfield's going to open up and they're going to be better and they're going to be able to take it on. So if you can get them together for at least 8 out of the 11 games, I think you got something to work with there.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, Chad. That was like exactly my take that you just kind of, you know, I don't want to say parroted because I mean, I want to parrot everything that you just said. I think that we need to get our team on lock for next year. If you're not going to be here next year, you're probably not going to play. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, if I was approaching it, you know, I don't care what your contract is. I don't care if, you know, you're going to run down your contract and not sign a new one, you know, because there are several of those in the squad. But, you know, if you think that this team is going to be like a poison pill, you know, for your career, and you're more focused on your career than the club, then yeah, you're not going to be starting. I mean, certain players we're going to need in there to fill gaps. I know Ahmed Hodzic. Yeah, he's probably going to need to be in there just by virtue of us not having anybody on the fucking back line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, especially as you kind of alluded to, that midfield, yeah, get Blaster in there, get him blooded. You know, I want to see more of Brooks at this point. Haven't seen enough of him recently. I don't know why he's fallen so out of favor with Wilder.
Yeah.
In recent weeks, if not the last couple of months. You know, hell, even Sam Curtis, you know, I mean, if Bogle's not going to sign a contract, then Baldock looks like he's got one foot out the door at this point. Get Sam Curtis in there. You know, he's supposed to be the future, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At the right wing back position. So, you know, that's what I want to see. I want to see more under 21s making the match day squad. Maybe they're not starting, but at least give them some minutes if we're going to just get our ass handed to us every single week, you know?
No kidding. Yeah, you're exactly right.
I mean, we've already gone through, 27 games? What's another 11 games for us getting our ass kicked? We might as well.
The other thing that I'd like to see is us push to strive to reach 20 points. I don't know how we're going to do it, you know, because you need two wins and a draw, or, you know, one win and what is it? Basic math. Fuck me. And four draws.
Four draws. Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe strive, just push, like that should be the number you circle right there. 20 points is not good, but, you know, it's not amongst the worst ever in the Prem. You know, there's Sunderland,
there's Derby.
We've beaten that record.
Derby. I'll ask you an honest question right now.
Yeah.
Today, 3-4-24. 34-24. Write that down. You, Mr. Schneider, Nestman at Nestman930 on Instagram/Twitter/X.
No, it's Sunpuck on Twitter.
At Sunpuck on Instagram. Do you think we get to 20 points? And if so, if not, how many points do you think we finish with?
I don't think we get to 20 points. I think we probably get to 17. That's what I think.
That's four.
That's one more win and one more draw out of 11 games. And it's probably the Brentford game. We'll probably get a draw, and then I think we'll beat Burnley. That's how I see it.
I had us get 15. I had us draw in two games. Bournemouth and I had us draw. Well, not Bournemouth now. Burnley and like Manchester United or something like that. Like one of those random teams.
A random big six team?
Like Spurs on the last day.
Yeah, when they've got nothing to play for, they're already in the Champions League and yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe.
I think maybe. 15.
I mean, we'll see what happens, but yeah, I mean, it was funny. Like at the start of the season, I was like, is there any way that this season could be worse than the COVID season? And I was like, nah, no way. No way. And here we are.
Oh, were you wrong?
I was wrong, man. I was so wrong. And I'm happy to admit that I'm wrong and broadcast it out for the world to hear, unlike some people.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. You know who you are. You dumbasses, hypocrites. You know who you are. I mean, you can't help but laugh. Like, as the goals went in today, and I kept texting you, and I was like, there's three, and there's four. And I said, I like this. It's just, you gotta laugh, man. You gotta laugh. Because
you were almost hoping that that it was 10-0 by the end of the game. That would have been another
record. It very well could have been.
They switched off in that second half for sure. Allegedly. Yeah. I don't know. Didn't watch the thing, but.
But man, how life comes at you so fast. 365 ago, this point, we were right around the wobble mark in the championship, but we're still going to go up. Now we're just like, dude. Get us the hell out of this godforsaken league. And it's the thing that pains me is when you go on opposite, like when I have opposition people on for the previews, or even when I went on the Arsenal review today, they're like, oh, we feel so bad for him. Like, dude, just tell us we fucking suck and move on. Like, don't give me verbal bouquets and be like, oh boy, you are so great. Oh, we don't want little old Sheffield United to go down. It's like, dude, just fucking tell us we fucking suck. We're going to lose every goddamn game. Come on, man. Let's be real.
Yep. No, I agree. I mean, we said it on the podcast a couple weeks ago, you know. I'd rather you just slag us off and tell us how shit we are rather than, you know, all these nice words of, oh, we wish it was someone else and not you going down this season. Well, yeah, fucking course you do. You know, yeah, I'm sure you wish Spurs were down there, Arsenal. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you wish Chelsea were down there.
You wish you'd stay up because you knew you have a doormat every year.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
We're the doormat of the league.
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of on reflection, just of basically how wrong we've been all season, you know, like, you know, first there was the thought that maybe some of these new signings would work out, which they haven't. Then there was the thought that, oh, well, maybe we just need some, we need a new manager. That didn't work out. And now, I mean, it's just like, you have nothing left to justify except, you know, Prince out. I mean, I've been on the train for a while now, but we need to get this fucking club sold, man. Get some new money, some new blood into who's running this club.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, the last four matches should be a massive indicator to the Prince that he needs to get fucking serious about selling this club to somebody who can actually take us to the next level. Because it's not worth, and somebody else said this, it's not even worth it for us to come back up if this is going to be the result, you know? There's no hope. When there's no hope of even staying up.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% right. I mean, that's why I've been saying, how long have I been saying that when we get relegated, I don't want us to come back in this league for a while. I understand. I understand this, but dude, I don't want back in this league at all. Ever. Ever. I mean, if we need, you know, hear me sound like a hypocrite, but do we, you know, unless we need money, come back in this league. Other than that, just be a middle of the road championship side. I'm happy with that. Make the playoffs every year and lose.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's entertaining at that point, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I don't know if I can do another season like this, man. I mean, I will. I'll watch. But, week after week of it, it grinds on you. It grains on you, you know? And we all love this club so fucking much. And that's the issue, you know? Where it's physically painful for me, you know, to watch us get drubbed 6-0 every week or 5-0 every week, you know? And we tweeted out earlier today, you know, at least our weekend can't be ruined, you know, because we're playing on a Monday. And that, I really feel like that, you know, because it does, it absolutely destroys your day when you get beaten like this. You know, if we put up a valiant effort in, you know, and lose, I mean, that's fine. But you know, when the play, when it looks like the players don't care, when we just don't have the quality to even compete, I mean, it grains on you after a while. It really, really does.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's my rant for the day.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, we limp along. We're like a deer with no legs.
Yep. Well, let's talk about something happy and positive here.
A deer with legs?
Yeah. A deer with legs frolicking in a meadow. if you didn't know, my boy Chad here is getting married in less than 2 months. So we've got that to look forward to. And you and I are finally going to meet in person for the first time. I've known you almost 4 years, Chad. Yep. And we've never met in person, which
first
is just kind of
see him.
Kind first of mind boggling to me.
Yeah, like, it is.
But it's real. It's happening. I booked my flight. I'm getting my hotel. It's happening, dude.
Yeah. The first time I see him, I'm going to kiss him straight on the lips.
Oh, God.
Or wherever part of male anatomy happens to be closest to me at the time.
I knew you were going there, but I didn't know how you were going to get there.
I was taking a long way around that one.
There you go. Yeah, we're definitely due some good times, good drinks. Gonna buy you a fucking Guinness first time we hang out.
Yeah, we're gonna be
maybe some shots.
Then we're gonna be able to watch United get their ass handed to them in front of the entire world.
Who are we playing that day?
I think we might. It might be a. What is it?
Is it a winnable game?
It's Nottingham Forest. Kind of. I hope it doesn't get moved. It's in the 3
p.m. Yeah, I hope so too, because I've got to be on a plane at 4 p.m. EST that day. So it's going to be close. Because the game, if the game starts at regular time, it'll start at 10.
10. 2 hours. It'll be over by about 12. 2 hours to the airport. If you drive a little bit faster, you can make it there in about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll just bolt the cop lights on the top of the thing. Raleigh Airport's really small, so you'll be able to get through relatively quick. There's nobody there.
Well, we'll definitely get to watch at least a half plus of United, irrespective of...
if they're losing 5-0, I don't understand why you wouldn't...
No, I'm getting my ass to the airport at that point.
Yes.
I know this was kind of a short podcast, Chad, but is there anything else that you you want to chat about before we take off here?
On to Bournemouth.
Yeah. Chad did a preview with a Bournemouth supporter. That'll be up probably around the same time that this podcast is out. So if you haven't done so yet, please go on our YouTube page, give us a follow. And Chad does those previews every single week, and he puts a lot of work into it. So please give that a watch once that is up. Please give us a follow on Twitter, X at Red Sheffield, on Facebook at Red Half of Sheffield, on Instagram at Red Half of Sheffield. And Chad, your socials, please.
CJarvis_13, my friends.
You can follow me, Noah Snyder, at Sunpuck on Instagram and at Nessman930 on Twitter X. Until this Saturday when we play Bournemouth, as Chad likes to say, up the blades.
Up the blades.
Come on, you red and white wizards.